you're glad to get food someplace, but oh, you got to pay and pay, and then the food isn't that good. And this place is $1.75 for
you can get all you want.
For ham and potato salad, two vegetables, $1.75, and they're rolling.
I used to eat down there back when we started off a dollar. I believe it was started off a dollar. I'd go up there and eat on the wrap. And they let us get all we want. Just eat all you want.
Well, at noon.
Well, they do that.
That's $1.55.
Is that right? At noon?
And
well, they had gone up then. Because that's been a long time ago. Sure had.
The place was crowded. And the more you testified to that.
The doctor testified that he picked the pieces. And that was his home.
And the nephew that wrote this article was my grandfather.
Oh, I see. So you really are a bunch of part of all this. They mentioned a Colonel Forrest.
He was a general Forrest. He started out as a private, and then he organized, in other words, he saw his talent as a cavalry leader. And you know, General Lee said, they asked him, said, who was his best general? He said, I never have seen him, I met him, but it's General Forrest.
Now, is he the one who took the fort over there on the river, Fort Pillow?
Yes, sir. In other words, I read that amazingly as far as, and you know, they tried him after war for brutality, but they done it themselves because they had the fort so fortified that Forrest saw that he couldn't storm it. And so he let the first wave, in other words, they had a pit. He let the first wave go in and just kneel down in the pit. The next wave come and got on his shoulder and jumped over in the fort. And it surprised him so that they all throw their arms down there and come just running now. Mm-hmm. And to the surrender now, they just come just running.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them carried their full weapons with them and started falling back, and they just mowed them down just like that.
There's a big... I hate to leave this place. You need a months here instead of there's a big battle, or not a battle, but there's a big thing going on over there now about a state park. Are you familiar with that?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm really
they
not.
Want to make a state park out of, they found the remains of the fort.
Yeah.
And the Boy Scouts, I guess, dug out the trenches and everything else just the way it was, and it's all there. But it turns out that it's one of the first times that they used Negroes.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, that was the main point there, that they used the colored troops in there, and they was the one that broke and run.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whites there got them turned around and started to fight, and that's when the Confederates mowed them down.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it...
The story that I've read over there is that both the commander and the next in command were killed.
That's right. I believe that's right.
And so they didn't. They just went to pieces. Nobody was around to surrender. And of course, Forrest didn't know that, and he thought they were just being stubborn. So they really did shoot no blood. But the interesting thing is that there are, and nobody knows who is behind it, but. They sent some young people in to investigate the attitudes of the people trying to establish the state park, and sort of tested them as to whether they were racist or not. And eventually it came out. They were circulating around town asking people how they felt. So eventually it came out, and